This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Brentford FC, come on, you Brentford.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you from New Griffith Park. The final whistle's just gone. New Griffith Park and a late gutter for the Bees as Brighton scored a goal in the dying embers of this game to be 1-0 winners. Go away with all 3 points. Very, very disappointing. Whether or not we should have got all 3 points, well, that's a question I'm going to ask to my chum right here. Do you think that we maybe threw away 3 points here?
Definitely threw away a point, Billy. You've got to go to the end, haven't you? You've got to take your chances. You know, they proved that. You've got too many good players in this division to give chances away and not take your own. You know, probably should have closed them down quicker for the goal, for sure, but we should have been two or three clear by then. And there's a lesson that we've got to start scoring our goals. Overall, we played well. We matched them. You know, if there's a team that have won 3 out of 4, you know, there's hope for us. But that's a point at least dropped, possibly 3.
Disappointing result at the end of the day. I mean, was that a point you were hoping for? Because, I mean, I thought that we created enough chances there to have got all 3.
We did. We missed 4 chances, clear chances, and you can't afford to do that in the Premier League. Sorry, Brian. I thought that we were playing for a 0-0 from about the 75th minute, which slightly disappointed me. I mean, despite the Jensen substitution, I'm not certain we showed enough attacking intent in those last 15 minutes, and we got caught on it. If you don't take your breaks in this, if you don't take your chances in this league, you ain't going to get the breaks. And no, that was a disappointing result for us today.
Listen, I mean, it's still very early in the season. We can't say we're unbeaten anymore. Do you think that we're a little bit unlucky today? Do you think we're a little bit naive? Do you think we just didn't get the rubber of green?
I think we had created a lot of chances in the first half. Most of them came to Bramo. I mean, you know, there was only really one shot on target, I think, from us. You know, we kept them at bay. We kept them at bay for a long, long period to that half. In the second half, we kind of backed off a little bit with 15 to go. And I think they just had their tails up. And they're just a little bit more, I don't know, sort of class in front of goal, I think. They've got a few players that can score. We know about Mopay. Trossard took his goal very well. They've got some good forward players. I think we just lack very slightly. Another time, that'll be a draw.
I'm wondering, do you, in all the games that we played so far, we've talked about you Reds, the players are coming over. Big round of applause for the fans here. Listen, we might have dropped 3 points today, might have won today, but still, the support is here. We're in the West End here. Everyone's standing, everyone's clapping. And that's what you like to see. I'm just wondering, do you think, in all the games that we've played, in the last 15 minutes, we've kind of run out of steam a little bit. We've managed to hang in there. And do you think that this is the one game that it basically just might have just not gone for us?
I think that's exactly what happened. You could see them running out of steam, especially the attacking players. This is such hard work for us in this division. We've been playing amazing, but it's obviously been such hard work, and I think they have just run out of that steam. I think maybe tactically we're a little bit negative towards the end and we settled for the draw, which I could totally understand, but I think this is really a lesson for us in the Premier League, that is, you can't have 15 chances and not score one, because they're going to get one against you. And it's been a great match to watch, and they've done really, really well. But I think it's a lesson. It's a lesson.
I mean, we said lesson learnt. I mean, you were at Villa a couple of weeks ago, yep, as well. And, you know, we got a draw out of there. If Henry could have taken this chance, we could have won that one today. But today, I think if we were ahead 2-0 at half time, this is a different game altogether. And we could have been, couldn't we?
I think we could have been 2-0 up at half time, definitely. We were in the driving seat. I thought they'd given up halfway through the second half, Brighton. It didn't look like they wanted a win, apart from Trossard was their only player creating that one single chance. Other than that, Brentford's tackling was amazing, but he just cut across the box. We dropped. After about 75 minutes, just the energy levels dropped, I think. We made the substitutions, but somehow the energy still didn't seem to get up back to where it was, especially after Baptiste went off, I thought. I thought Baptiste did a great job.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the thing is, you know, again, do you think we were, you know, is it a case that we're just unlucky? Because, I mean, we did have chances, and do you think it's unlucky, or do you still think we just don't have our shooting boots on?
Yeah, it's a fine line between unlucky and not having your shooting boots on. I'm going to put it down to unlucky. One more unlucky. After that, it's shooting boots.
One chance, one goal. And listen, this is not taking it. This is not disrespecting Brighton as well, because at the end of the day, I think, you know, you said it on the podcast earlier. You said to you need to take your chances, and I think this kind of it showed what needed to be done. Brighton, they were kept at bay for most of the game, but when they got that, Trossard got that chance at the end. Again, it's kind of like, you know, Aston Villa as well with Buendia. When he got that chance, he turned around and he took away from him, put it in the back of the net. It was quite similar in style.
I think it's just one of those games. I know I keep going on, it's a lesson in taking your chances. I think if Brian had put away one of those in the first half, that game was out of the taking. I don't think the referee helped it. I think the referee, a little bit of, antics from Brighton, shall we say, made it. There was no real flow to the game. I think we found it difficult to keep going. And I think there was one thing that struck me. I don't think Norgaard was at his best today. I always think when Norgaard plays well, Brentford played well. We just weren't quite there today. Just weren't close, but not at our best today.
Look, it's very early in the season. We've got a few typical games now, so this is the time that we're going to need to keep our heads up. I mean, it was good to see the fans supporting the players at the very end, you know, showing that we appreciated what they did. And, you know, to be fair, I think that they realised that we were probably a little bit unlucky today. The fear that we've had, and we've been talking about this a little bit, is that, you know, if we go for 1, 2, 3 games without getting the result that we wanted to, we don't need, or the team doesn't need, the negativity.
No, I don't think, to be fair, there will be that much negativity. I don't think there is any real negativity around this. People like the players are disappointed. You know, we felt that we could have won that game. But, you know, it's like any season. You're going to get games that you feel you should have won and you don't win them. You know, you think a couple of years ago, Birmingham beating us 1-0. It's, you know, and this game was more even than that. But it's going to happen. You just take it on the chin, move on to the next game. I actually think, you know, next home game, Liverpool, I actually think we'll do well against Liverpool. And I think we'll do well up at Wolves. It's just, you just got to keep on going. There'll be some bad results. There may well be a bad run of results, but, you know, the team's got to keep going, and we just got to stay behind the team, and I think we'll be fine.
So listen, we're outside the stadium here as well. Disappointing result in the end. Do you think that we deserve to go away with nothing?
No, not at all. I thought we had some really good chances. I thought we had four good chances, and it's just a bit disappointing that you know, they didn't look that great to me, and then they just like, it was a good goal that they scored, but really I think we'll be very disappointed, and I think it just goes to show that in this league you've got to really take your chances.
I mean, we didn't take our chances. It's still very early days though. You know, if you're looking at it as an overall view, I mean, looking about how we're sort of going to, we've got to try and keep our heads above the water, are you still confident that we'll be all right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I think we've made a very good start. And to be honest, if you think about it, teams like Brighton are the ones we're going to have to really compete against. And I think, to be honest, I know we didn't get the 3 points, but I thought we were better than them today. So I do think we'll be fine in this league.
Looking on the flip side of it, and I'm just, you know, I'm not putting a downer on it. Yeah. We actually haven't won for a month now, right, since the first game of the season. Right, hasn't that made you a little bit worried?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you've got to win, haven't you? It's all about the winning. But I just think we're finding our place, you know, and looking very comfortable. and I think we'll all click into place. But I'm not worried at all.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking as well. I mean, today, we had a little switch up. We had Shandon Baptiste come in for Frank the Tank, who obviously had COVID over the international break, so they put him on the bench, and Shandon Baptiste came in. How did you think that he fitted in today? That's his first start this season.
Well, I thought he did quite well. I didn't really have, you know, he didn't look overwhelmed by it. And like you say, it was his first start. He's had a few health issues, and to be honest, I think they all performed really well. I think Brian needs to work on his finishing. That was my takeaway from this game.
Okay, Brian's finishing. So next week, Wolves, you're up again, and you're confident. Is that right?
I'm very confident. I think overall the trajectory of the club and the team and the fans and everything is all upwards as far as I'm concerned. So I'm very optimistic.
Onwards and upwards.
That's the only way for Brentford.
That's right. Got the Brighton fans in the house there. All I'll say to you is that, well, thanks for coming down to New Griffin Park, as we called it. A different setup now, different ground, different pubs, different everything. I mean, and I know you've got your 90th minute, so your day's been completed, isn't it?
100%, mate, 100%. Awful performance, really. Not a great game by any standards. You probably had the better chances in the game. We weren't really in the game at all. First 10, 15, we were okay. After that, pretty poor, to be fair. And then I think I wouldn't say it was a smash and grab, but I'll say it was just a nick at the end. A nick at the end, really. That was it.
Okay, I mean, Brentford today, I mean, it's interesting because you got, you know, you guys, you were...
I thought you played okay.
So you were with us in the Championship, and you were there for years. Yeah. Listen, we've played you so many times, all over the place. Yeah. Brentford, yeah. Brighton, Brentford, with Dean, you know, living the old stadium down in Hove. We've played each other, but you've just went on and left us, and you've been in this league now for 4 years. We're still newbies in this league. I mean, what do you think? I mean, what you see today? I know we didn't get the 3 points, but what's your thoughts?
I think it'll be fine. You try to play. You don't look like you can see a lot of goals. You've got a good, solid side. You've got Tony. Tony's decent. Tony's a decent player. You'll score goals. You'll be okay. I mean, look at the first game with Arsenal. You a comfortable 2-0 win. I mean, I know Arsenal were poor, but I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine.
And what I'll say for Brighton as well today, and again, forgive me, I haven't got their names, but the two players that stuck out for me are your number 8, who I thought was tremendous. Okay, Asuma. He was a tremendous player. Box to box, he was everywhere. He was mopping up. He was trying to break down the attacks. He was actually getting up the front there. And he was the one that's causing us problems just in the fact that he was just always there. And your number 11 who scored as well, which is Trossard as well, who is the one that you could always see. You saw his touch. He was his movement. But the thing is that we kind of contained it to a certain extent. It was just annoying because I don't know whether or not we ran out of steam. At the end of the game.
The thing is for me, it's a moment in the game. You get a moment where a player can have that slight thing in the game where you have a moment where you can half a yard, that's it. That can make a massive difference in the game. Half a yard, go bang, that's it.
So I mean, I'm asking you. I mean, you like I said, your team, you have been in this league for a while. What do you reckon? I mean, obviously you're looking for survival this season, you know, because everyone's looking for survival because this league's a really weird league. Love it. You are in the top six, you're trying to survive.
It'll be nice for once to actually win some games and halfway through the season be at a point where we're like, right,
we can relax
and actually go out and play football and not worry about what this team's doing, what that team's doing, blah, blah. Like, for the seasons we've been in the Prem, it's always been that case where we're looking over our shoulder all the time. We think to ourselves, right, this game is winnable, and we don't do it. This game's winnable, we don't do it. And then all of a sudden, there's 2 months left, and we're going, fuck, we're right amongst it. But this season, hopefully, you know, it will be a case where we're like, fucking hell, we've actually done it, you know. Push for top half. Yes, we didn't sign a striker, we didn't do it, but the way the team play and our defence are fucking amazing. Hopefully this year will be the year where we actually push on to what Tony Bloom wants us to be.
Disappointing result at the end of the day. I mean, I know you're saying there's going to be lots of days like this. Do you honestly think so?
I think we have to learn that we're not going to win every game. And nobody really played well today. There was no Yano on his best or Tony. I just think at the end of the day, we ran out of puff.
I mean, we ran out of puff, but we were still very much in the game. And I was looking at that game and I was thinking, are we going to be sort of chiselling our way with 1 point every week, you know, to try and keep ourselves in this division? But the fact is that I didn't think that we were that much under pressure. I thought we were defending very well. I thought that Brighton had run out of ideas. I thought that Brighton actually at one stage had given up and just didn't bother. But, you know, to be fair to Trossard as well, and he was the one player for them. There's two players, the Trossard and also their new signing that they got, the number 8 in midfield, who was the box-to-box, who was properly lively. Okay, those are the two players that really stuck out for me for Brighton, who I thought were both giving us problems as such, but I thought we were dealing with it quite well. So that was a bit of an extra blow, the fact that he managed to get that shot in and score in the end.
Yeah, Baptiste, I think, played well. Really well, coming in for Frank the Tank. Yeah. I think he played a good game. He stood out for me as being probably the best that we had. But we just didn't have a... There was nobody with a big spark today. But yeah, I agree with you. 3 points on next week at Molineux. We'll all be laughing.
We'll be laughing again. So listen, I mean, I'm just going to say to you, I mean, obviously, I mean, you've picked out a couple of players there for the Bees. You talked about Brighton. I mean, the thing is that, you know, where do you think that, you know, Brighton might sit in comparison to other teams that we're playing? Because we haven't had a massive idea, but we've seen Palace, we've seen the Villa, we've seen the Arsenals. And where do you think that they sit? Because they're the only one that's got a win so far.
Yeah, and I think, well, if you look at them, they're currently third. I know all the games haven't been played, but yeah, probably the best we've seen so far. So we nearly did it. I felt like a nearly man today.
We're the nearly men, aren't we?
We are indeed. But all the point, most important, Norwich didn't win, Watford didn't win. So there you go. Still, we're still in it.
Glass half full, always.
Yeah, always, Billy, always.
Right. Okay, safe journey back, yeah?
All right, and you. Cheers. You are going to do
so
this.
So you're talking about blowing. I mean, I see you blowing there, but you were talking about the players blowing now, weren't you?
I just, you know, we've got... Marcus Ford is a very different player from Ivan Toney. There's a bit more maybe energy and direct running, a little bit like Ollie Watkins. And I think he should have maybe made that change with 15, 20 minutes ago and give Fors a run out. We need some competition for Ivan Toney. As much as he's a great player, he worked hard. There was one point where he was on the wing. We need him in the middle. So, but hey, you know...
I mean, are you... It's interesting because we're talking about that now and you've gone straight in and you talked about our attacking options. Are you a bit nervous the fact that, you know, Ivan Toney's only scored one goal this season?
No, I'm not. He needs a little bit of competition. I think the back four were excellent. Back four, back five, I thought they were so solid. I thought the midfield is good. It's great to see Onyeka come on and he gives us that little bit of bite. I don't understand why Kanos was taken off for Roslev. I'm sure there's a reason. I just think we're a little bit weak up front. When Ivan isn't on it, then we need to have an alternative. And we need to see what Ford's is about. I'm really disappointed that Devasoglu went, that we've never seen, you know, we paid a lot of money for him and we've never really seen him. And everything that we you know, that you guys see and hear, he's a good player. Why wouldn't we have kept him?
So I'm going to ask you the question as well. I'm going to be devil's advocate because, you know, we actually missed a lot of chances today.
Yeah, we did.
And would you be saying the same thing if we had at least taken one of those chances, which technically we probably should have done?
You know what? Probably not. You're absolutely right. I wouldn't. But we didn't take those chances. And and then we need to change the game. We need to change what's going on. And you know, you look on the bench and you think, well, give the young fours a go. You know, give them a go. But you're right, Bumo, first half, there were two in quick succession and one just before half time. And at this level, you really got to take them. But you know what? We'll be all right.
And you thought that this game would actually be good for us losing against you, is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm thinking something like this, obviously, the result, which happy about, but in the end, we all said if we'd come away, it'd been 0-0, we would all be happy with that. We've nicked it, but I think something like that for you coming up in this first season in Prem, something like that you will learn from, because we've had this, we've had these games that we've dominated all the game and then got beat late on or haven't done what we should have done, but we've had that, and I think that for you today will be a big, big learning curve. And that's why I think you'll be fine this season. You will stay where you are. You've got a lot of quality. And I think that will be a big thing for you.
Best thing I've seen about Brentford the last like four games is they're brave. They're going to press teams and they're going to attack. And they're going to put the opposition players under a lot of pressure. I think with a manager like Frankel, delivering that kind of mentality and that concept with their team and making sure that they stick with that all through the season, you're going to win a lot of points from that. And the fact that we saw it in our first season with Chris Hughton, where we were happy to sit back and try and get, like, take a draw or try and nick a win on the break, and we never did it. Away games, we never won any away games. So I'm looking at Brentford, I'm happy they've got a manager who's going to be brave and try and do that. Whether it's home or away, they're going to try and win a game. And today, what I saw from Brentford and what I saw on the telly against Arsenal is they've got a very, they've got a passionate team, they're brave, and they've got a lot of quality in their team, and they're going to go out and they're going to press teams and they're going to make mistakes from that team, and hopefully they've got the quality to capitalise on it.
And as for Brighton, I mean, obviously your season, you want to do as well as possible. What are your thoughts on Brighton for this season?
So we're always happy we're going to stay up, and we've got 9 points now, closer to our 36 points of staying up. So the club's aim is always to try and hit the top 10, and I still think we're going to fall short of that, purely because we need a top class striker to come in and get us 20 goals. But I think with Graham Potter, we've got a manager there who's tactically at the top of the tree. He's very, very good as a tactical manager. So I think at times we're probably going to struggle against the better teams, but our hope is always that we can get enough points against teams in the bottom half of the table that are going to keep us up. So, yeah, I think this season we're going to be all right. The last three or four seasons, we've always been worried. As long as we beat Crystal Palace twice this season, I think that's going to be our aim. I don't care about who else we beat. I think we need to show that we're the better team in this southern region of our country, and then finally we're going to beat Crystal Palace and take them over as to what we are.
Listen, safe journey back, lads.
Thank you for interviewing us. Yeah, it's great.
So, I mean, we're at the bar here, and people sometimes commiserate at the bar, and you look like you're in commiseration mode, are you?
Not really. We play brilliant football, but I don't think Canos should have gone off. I liked him because he could do a bit of magic any time. And I thought the changes Thomas Frank made were okay, but I still think we should have kept the way we were going, because I think Brian missed so many chances, and I hope he doesn't keeps his head up high, because he walked off with his head down. But I think Brian was amazing tonight, and only for the fact that he missed a couple of chances. Tony should have squared the ball for me.
There's drink distribution going on. It's the important thing, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
But do you know what? I'm still proud of them. Still proud of them. Look, we're Premiership. And they didn't look that great. They weren't that much better than us. In all fairness, I don't think so.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, you know, you talked about missed chances. Is there anything that you think that we need to change up just to be better?
No, not at all. Not at all. Listen, they all put their heart and souls on the line there. Even with Jensen, come on. I don't think he's fully fit, but he still worked hard. He still worked hard, but I don't think he should have been on.
So you're still confident for the future?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Oh, 100%. Listen, we can hold it with the big boys, definitely, any time. I'm looking forward to Liverpool.
I think we all are.
I'm looking forward to Liverpool, seriously am. I think, look, bring on Ronaldo, the rest of them. I think we could handle them. But I think Frank should come on.
You bees.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'll
you despondent after that, or are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling okay. Look, we haven't had this feeling for a long time, you know, a game that we've actually been to and, you know, Brentford have lost. So I'm being a little bit philosophical about it, shall we say. And a pint after the game and a chat with my mates has kind of helped, you know, clear the air a little bit. Look, we were unlucky. I thought we were very strong defensively up until about, you know, 80th, even the 90th minute. And it was just one chance. And, you know, I was down the other end. I didn't see, you know, the movement in the box that kind of created the chance. But I gathered that, you know, our defence may have tired by then. And, you know, a certain player may have, you know, got sold for a good finish from Trossard, to be fair, who is a quality player, you know, playing for Belgium. So I'm not too despondent. I'm looking at it as hopefully some lessons learned from Brentford in terms of game management, in terms of style, in terms of easy to say, but, you know, being clinical and taking the chances. I'm sure it's been said already when those chances present themselves. I'm sure in the XG we were flying today, but ultimately it's about putting the ball in the onion bag, isn't it?
I've just got, if you were Thomas Frank and you were looking back at that and you could play that game again, is there anything that you would change?
I think that I probably would have thought about who I brought on in midfield, and I'm probably thinking about Jensen. I maybe have gone with Wiese and gone a little bit more kind of, you know, direct, try to break the lines a little bit at Brighton, because when we got at them we seemed to hurt them, we seemed to create chances with runners in behind, as in Mbeumo, you know, was proven. So yeah, I might have just freshened it up kind of in the attacking sense. I know that that's Jensen's role, but we needed runners today because Tony and Mbeumo did put a shift in and they were absolutely knackered by the end of it. So, yeah, maybe I'd have changed one of the subs.
Listen, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a 38-game season now, I think it is. I think it's 38 games, I'm not quite sure. And we're sort of probably about quarter way through. I've not played very many games, have we? No, that's not true. But we're 4 games in now. Are you still feeling as happy and not confident as we were before? Because as we did on the pre-match podcast, I said that this game was a must-win game. I'm trying to be a little bit sort of over-dramatic, but what I was, in effect, what I was saying is that, you know, this game against Brighton, more to the point, is the game which is, and this is no disrespect to Brighton, is a game that at home we're more likely to win, you know, than we are if we're going to play Man City or Liverpool or Everton. So I kind of put it down as a must-win game, because if this game was at the back end of the season and we had 3 points to actually stay up, we'd play Brighton and we'd say that's a must-win game. So I don't think why, if you play them at the beginning of the season, you can't actually put them in that same category. That's what I'm saying. But your view now, we've got no 0 points out of that game.
Yeah, disappointed we've lost our unbeaten record. I don't think we deserved to lose that today. I think we created enough to have taken one of them. You know, Brighton are no mugs. They've been in this division and they've survived in this division for 5 years. You don't do that by having nothing about you. Two very, very similar teams today. I don't think we'll get a more even game in terms of the way we both play. Both playing it out from the back, both taking massive chances by the looks of it from the stands. You know, we had a high tempo press in the first half and we were catching them out and we caused them a lot of problems. So on the plus side, we've taken a decent Premiership team to the end, and we've pushed them very, very, very hard. We should have got at least a point out of that, I'd say. So yeah, I am disappointed we lost, because, you know, it's a game that I think we deserved to get a lot more out of, I'd say. So I'm not going to be down in the dumps, though. You know, as Darren just said, it's the first defeat we've kind of sniffed for a long, long time. But we've got some real toughies ahead of us now, going to Wolves after they're beating Watford today. That's going to be hard, but we've just got to stay organised. I thought the biggest plus points today, our defence looked solid for most of that. Tony won everything in the air without really getting a chance. We need to create a couple of chances for Ivan Tony, I'd say, or we need a referee to give us a pen. I don't agree with you about it being must win, but you know, it's a game we should have got something out of.
Okay. All right, okay. Just, I think he's just mincing the same words, really. But this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We are here. We've lost to Brighton, but doesn't matter, because we've got another game coming up in 7 days' time. We're going to Molineux for the early kickoff. It's on TV.
Must win.
Well, again, it's an away game, so it's not a must win in my book. If you can get a point there, I'll be very happy. But we go to Molineux. 12:30 kickoff. It's on Sky TV. So if you can't travel down with us, we'll be there. But if you can't travel down, then you should check it on the box. We will have a podcast straight after the game. We've got our weekend review you tomorrow on Sunday, as we do, and we're going to be putting it up probably on Sunday evening as well, so check that out. We'll be reviewing this game and doing our weekend review on prideofwest.london. Thanks for us for supporting us on Ko-fi Pride, besotted.com/beer. But anyway, listen, really appreciate you all listening. Don't forget to subscribe. My name's Billy Grant. I'm here. I'm going to go inside the bar and
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.